Beloved Master, finally I'm here. It has been too long this time, and it has been aching like a toothache to come. And you are the only dentist I trust. Wow, I never tried that dentistry yet. How long time now?
Last summer.
Oh, that's a long time to go with a toothache. Is it okay now? Starting to get better?
Starting.
Yeah?
Starting to feel better.
Good. I feel so much gratitude for what you and your master have given me, shown me. It has totally saved me so many days in my life. Now I'm showered of this gift of grace, making my eyes flood. It is so sweet. I don't need anything else, like a candy that lasts forever in the mouth. A candy of I am. And how blind I have been, how lost I would have been without you. There are also days where I feel lost and small and angry. Like now in the who am I process. But it doesn't matter because it will pass. I see it is not me. I don't know where to go with this gratitude but you. So thankful to be in your presence. I bow to you and with love and devotion, still aching, Lina. Every human being is longing for happiness, for joy, for freedom. But it seems like we don't know where to look. So then we get lost in the outside. That never will make you happy, no? Only empty promises. This is what meditation is all about, to come back to your own real happiness, your own peace, your own understanding. That is what I'm there for, to try to bring you back. And when you first have tasted how it is to be free, how it is to be happy, how it is to be empty of any thought, then it will, you never forget it. You can never forget it because it starts a different process. That in fact is deeper than your mind or your story or your personality. So you will always long for that. If you have never touched it, then it's much easier to stay away, no? Because you don't know. But if you are tasted, then you want more. You want more in spite of the little you. Because you can have all reasons not to go. Not to come closer. Not to come closer to yourself. Like you say, also there are days where I feel lost and small and angry, like now in the who am I process. Why? Because we don't know who we are. And then all the suffering comes from that. Because if we don't know who we are, then we are something else, something false. But it's very, very hard to get you to turn around back to yourself. It's a resistance. It's much easier not to go there. So this is the fight on the journey. Almost everybody has to go through. So up to a point, it's very possible that one will leave, because why? Why all this struggle? No? For what? But as soon as you have touched your true self, your own essence, then it's very difficult. Because it's your own deep understanding that this is true. And you want to be happy, you want to be free, you want to know who you are. But your mind, your ego, your personality doesn't want to know. Because it will mean a change. So it's this struggle. Of course, the more you accept who you are, the more conscious you become, the lighter you become. The easier it will be. But nobody said it was easy, no? It's a paradox, because it's already there, but you have this idea that you are missing something. And you are, in a way. So what I'm doing here is to slowly, slowly bring you back to yourself, to your essence. And then no more pain, no more toothache, no more struggle, no more chaos, no more confusion. That is what understanding is, and out of understanding, trust, love, surrender. Then you surrender to your own process while you are here, to know who you are. Then it doesn't matter what comes up, because that is much stronger. The real is much stronger than the false. In the beginning, the false is much stronger than the real. So it takes time to go through the density, that resistance. And you cannot fight it. It's not a question of fight, it's a question of understanding. Understanding yourself, your own process. You cannot fight the mind. I never say you should fight the mind or reject the mind. No, you just bring more consciousness in. That is what's happening here. Slowly, slowly, you're falling back into yourself. Then your own clarity, your own understanding, your own heart will see what is true. You can't fight the darkness. What you do is you bring in light. Then darkness is gone. Easy. Normally, folk, they struggle, no? They struggle a lot. But it's the same mind that is struggling. And you have to leave that struggling mind to get help, to come closer to yourself, no? That is what satsang is, to be together, to be with your own self. To be in the truth. Then truth will show you the way. Now, when you see the way, it's very difficult to resist it. No? If you don't see it, then you can even say, it doesn't exist. But when you see, then you cannot reject it. That is the challenge of seeing. Then even your own mind, it cannot resist, because you know something deeper, and you know that this is how it is. So it's many, many stages, and sometimes one go very high and you fall down. You go high, you fall down, up and down, roller coaster. You can give up, but you never forget. Come back, start again, till one day is established, no? When you have surrendered to the truth, to your true self, no? That not your false self is running you, but you have surrendered to your own true self. Then everything is taken care of. And that is the happening in satsang. Effortlessly, you are coming back. like Kamal said the other day, he have taken so many decisions, and none of the decisions he have taken in satsang, sitting here with me, has been wrong. And many times I remind you of that. So no, this is own proof. He did what I said. You have to take decisions in life out of clarity. If you take it out of the mind, it will always be more confusion. You have to trust yourself when you are clear, when you are feeling you are in a clear space. Of course, maybe it's very difficult to stand up for that insight, but that's the test. And you wouldn't have had that insight if you're not strong enough to change. So you have to start trusting your own intuition, your own insights. Don't get fooled so easy in your dreams, in your fantasies. Like a romantic novel. Cut through the bullshit and be happy. And I will do anything to help you, even I will pull your tooth. So be careful what you say. Beloved Babaji, I feel so grateful to have found you, so grateful to be in your presence, so grateful to enjoy your energy, and so grateful to be your disciple, grateful to feel your love, grateful to listen to the truth, so grateful to be your venu. Since last year, I have a strong feeling, but I have been waiting to share it just to be sure that it was true. Good. Because you know, you had many feelings. People had many feelings in their life, no? But feelings, they cannot be trusted. Because they come and go, just like the mind. You have to go deeper than the feeling. So it was good you waited. To see if it's real. And I see that it just comes back every time I sit in satsang. So now it's time to share it. Yes, because when you are open and receptive to me, then satsang is the place. You are coming back to your own clarity, no? Then you will feel what I'm talking about, what it's all about. Then, of course, you will feel grateful. Because truth is liberating. Truth is liberation. Lies are prison. I really love what I do in my life. I love all the studies I have done, and I still do it to learn and grow up and know myself and go deep more and more. I love the job I have chosen for myself. I love the way I manage my projects. I simply enjoy them and put lot of love in what I do. and people feel it, and so things flow and everybody is happy. You're a lucky woman. You see? That's how it should be, but they're very fortunate people who enjoy what they do, how they live, all this. You have a freedom. You got born in a good country. Well, I don't know so good, but at least it was not Saudi Arabia or Pakistan or Bangladesh or Congo or so many places. It's very hard, no? Very hard. Then you don't have that freedom. So now the first thing, you have been born in a good place on the planet and you can do what you want. You like what you do. You are free, you make money, you have good friends, you can be creative. Then the next step is here. No? Because that also doesn't give you so much meaning. So you are twice lucky. Since I took sannyas, this is more and more clear. With your loving support and thanks to the hard work we do here, hard work, yeah? I flow much more easily and happily. Yes, but then the hard work is worth it, no? That's the thing, it's worth it. Even in the projects and books I manage, there was a crazy master, many crazy masters, Gurdjieff, and he was really good to make it hard for you. So when I see hard here, you don't know. You don't know about hard. He was planning a trip from Russia to the Far East. And they were going overland, of course, because hard days and no easily plane and train and like that. And there was an Englishman, the upper class Englishman, his devotee, his student, and his wife, among a handful of others. And he planned in details for almost a year on this journey, and they gathered, they needed so much money, and they needed so much equipment, so many horses, and so much planning. And then at one point there came the date and they started. And they were traveling for months, very hard. And this woman, she didn't have Nikes. High heels maybe in the beginning that she lost, bleeding on the feet, you know, in skirt. The women really suffering, the men suffering also, but what to say about the women. And in those days they didn't dress properly to go walking like that. For weeks and no stopping. Just go on and go on. And this is how he, in a very hard way, he pushed you through your resistance. No? If that is a very hard way, because he used only the body, physical body. But of course, when you go over your own limit in the physical, then you get more energy. Very few people do that nowadays, because they are so lazy, no? But you have many different layers of energy. And the same inside, when you break through one level, you get more energy. But you have to go through your tiredness. And most people, they collapse before they reach to that. Well, I'm so tired. Then finished. No, go on. Then when they come to a place very far, they've already been traveling for months. They were going into really the far eastern Tashkent and down there. Then they stopped in a house, and then they were just many days, not knowing what was happening. And then more food was coming in good times, and they started wondering, what is happening now here? And he said, no, we are not going further. We go back. But we were going on an expedition to find some holy people and all that. No, that was the plan from myself was all the time, I just go to here. But totally destroyed by that time. And that's, in this way, he really found out who was ready to go all the way with him. No? When you read the story, you can imagine these women, what a tough time. But that's the people he wanted. That was hard work. It was hard to push you. But very few people got it, no? Because it was almost too hard. But those he had was very good. They became like steel, no? Unshakable. I do the same, but much more soft. So this is not hard work. I get that unshakableness just by love and meditation. Then that comes from yourself. You don't need to push. It comes from the inside, your own inside. Otherwise, you cannot create it. It's to who, how many would come, how far would we go? Okay, let's go now. Walk down to Turkey. Barefoot. Suddenly they see the wave of refugees from Scandinavia towards Syria. These people are really mad. But that's what you have to be ready if you are with the master. You never know how they're going to, what kind of challenges they're going to give you to test you. Since I took sannyas, this is more and more clear with your loving support. And thanks to the hard work we do here, I flow much more easily and happily, even in the projects and books I manage. Now I have an urgent matter, all my skills and talents and capabilities and studies are useless if I can't serve the truth, if I can't put them at your service. Yes, this is the next. That is the next. First, you have to see what it's all about. In the beginning, everybody thinks just about themselves. No? Then the deeper you go, you get in contact with more deep layers. That's what I call deeper responsibilities. No? It's not like the daily things. You have a higher consciousness. No? That you cannot understand before you have touched it yourself. Then, of course, you want to serve that. It's your own understanding. It's just a sign. This is your own reality now. You start seeing deeper sides of yourself. You have a higher calling as such. And only that, the higher you go, the more fulfilling it will be. It's not just about the physical. It's not just about you, what you create. No, you want to be part of something bigger because you have touched something bigger in you. I don't need to feed my ego. I need to feed my heart and my soul. I feel this very clearly. All the things I have learned until now can be precious only if they are used to serve you, to serve true love, to serve the truth. So I still don't know how I will manage this long lasting insight, but what I know for sure is that my deep desire is to be more involved and devote all my skills to you, my beloved Master, in deep gratitude and love. Thank you from my heart. That's exactly how it should be. That is what they call seva, no? It's service. Service to the truth, service to God, service to the Master, service to love, no? You want to serve the real. And that only that is fulfilling, no? But that can only come from your own experience. In the West, like Christianity, they say you serve the church, religion, blah blah blah, be good, then you will be happy. Then you will get good merit. You will get some points of God. You're doing good. That is out of ego, it's out of greed, no, it's not out of your understanding. In the East, they always seen it in a different way, because they are going much deeper. This can only come from your own insight, your own meditation. So first they go deep, they say. Find your own joy, find the truth, find your center. Then out of that realization, service will come. Then that service is real because it comes from the inside. Nobody is saying it to you. That is real service. That's why it's always been so much that gratitude, service, pranams, bowing down to the masters, to the guru. Because why? Because they have showed you that inner longing. What is worth to serve, no? Then you want to serve that. You want to become part of that. That is a higher calling. It's nothing to do with the ego, it's nothing to do with the personality, it has to do with your very heart, your soul. You want to be part of something bigger. You want to serve humanity, consciousness, love, freedom. So that is very good. That's my whole work. First, I have to connect you to your happiness, to your joy, to the positive side, getting you out of the dark, out of the mental state, out of negativity. Then everybody very happy because everybody been lost in the darkness. Then it's honeymoon. I want to hug everybody. Yeah, but take it easy, go deeper. Then stabilize in that happiness. No, go deeper in meditation. Living it. Find something that is more real, something that is steady, something that is deeper. No, out of that, if you go deeper and deeper in that, everything relaxes. It's not so much up and down. You come in contact with your true being, your true calling. No? Then out of that place, this seva, this service will come. This devotion will come. That is the third. Then you want to be part of something bigger. No, it's not so much for me. I want to create, I want to be famous, I want to be rich. No, it's for the goodness of all. That is creativity, that is true creativity. And that's what I want, that then you share more joy, more consciousness, more creativity with everybody, with the world, with yourself. So you have to, Venu, and you've been into that before, but you weren't ready. You had to be more in tune. Because I remember you got involved with some book projects and things before, but then you had too many ideas, your own ideas. And instead of helping the process, you stopped the process. Now you are more in tune. Because how things work here around me, it's totally different than in any office, in any education, than any idea that you have. The only way to function is that you become in tune with me, with yourself, that means. Before it was your education. You might be the best in the world, but that doesn't mean you are in touch with your truth. Now you're coming closer. No, hopefully we can start again then. It's great because you can do many things. And that will be very nourishing for you, of course, because you are in tune and you're spreading that vision. So anything that anybody can find to share and be more creative, very good. Because you are standing up for that call in yourself. That you are not so ego-centered is something good. You spread something good in the world, some truth, some love, some calling from your own heart and soul. And that is very nourishing. Then you know it, not only you know it, but you bring it in to action. There is a time also people know, but they don't bring it into action. First, you don't know. Then it's a long way to come back to yourself, get in touch with yourself, realizing what is true, standing up for what is true, come to into insights. That this is real, this is true. Not just the feeling, not just the thought, but it's real. That it becomes integrated in your life. Then it is also a long way to bring it out into the material world again, into the physical world. Now, after that is balanced, then you are a harmonious human being. It's the same, inner and outer. No conflict, no. Then you become a vehicle for the truth itself, for your higher self. Then you're very happy. Because happiness comes from the real. It cannot come from the untruth. It's impossible. It cannot come from the dreams. It comes only for the real. And in the beginning, you are so much in lies and fantasies and ideas that the truth is painful. Because you want something else. You don't want to look at it how it really is. Then slowly, slowly you get stronger and you see, you accept things as they are. Then whatever will happen, it doesn't influence you that much because you're more devoted to truth than your own personal ego dreams. Like that.
So now, my dear Venu, now we're going to start. Whatever we're going to start, I don't know, but we will start something. What are you doing now there in Italy? Except making pasta.
I'm project manager.
Yes.
From books.
From books.
And cultural events.
Yes.
And so organize and coordinate the productions.
Yes. What more can we produce there?
Like conferences. And
conference. Yeah. Where is this?
Festivals.
In Milano.
Milano.
I will come have a conference there. Big conference. Mamma mia! Eat your pasta, go home, be happy. I'm too crazy. I'm safe here in the forest, not in Milano. But you will be surprised how well mannered I am some places. I can even come home to your mama. Behave very good. But when you know, you have to make a book, okay?
The light of love. as I'll die as I was born. I will walk at peace, at ease and grace, and flow with the unknown. I will find the gift in everything, perfection in every way. I will bow at the altar of this and every day. I can't promise not to feel some fear or to always understand, but I'll be the change I wish to see. I will hold every hand, and I am tangled up in beauty. I see clearly that it's me. I have opened up my heart and surrendered unto thee.
There was a beautiful master called Ramakrishna about 100 years ago in India. And he was very uneducated, but very different than what other so-called gurus were there. So it was a strange gang that came around him. Then one man heard about it or got brought there with some friends. And this guy became Vivekananda. But he didn't think much about this Ramakrishna because he was too way out there. He didn't behave as a guru should behave. But then this Vivekananda, he had a very beautiful voice and he was very well educated, of course. And this education and this knowledge gave him a heavy ego. He was somebody. In fact, he must have known much more than Ramakrishna. But he was singing there in the satsang, and Ramakrishna liked it, so he invited him to come to his temple and sing there. Because Ramakrishna was a caretaker in the temple, in the Kali temple in Calcutta. And this is how tricky these masters are. Yeah, he invites you there, and then he came, then slowly, slowly, as time went, he couldn't resist. Something in spite of him fell in love with this crazy man. That's how it is. Even people who are against, if they stay around, then a deeper understanding will come. Your heart will be ignited. No? And this Ramakrishna himself, he became famous or he became known because of this Vivekananda. He needed help of Vivekananda because Vivekananda was a great intellectual. He knew how to talk, how to behave in the world, how to write books, how to have speeches. He went all the way to America and people loved him because he was such a good talker. But it was all because of Ramakrishna, his master. So that's how it is. The master also needs you to spread the message. And he was his servant his whole life. He was just doing his work to spread the message. And he said, all what I am is because of my master, Ramakrishna. I'm only doing his work. And that's how it is. I'm also just doing my master's work. It's all the same. Gurdjieff wouldn't be much known if it hadn't been for Uspensky. It's the same thing. He needed some intellectual, no? Somebody who was in the world, who could speak, who could write. Gurdjieff was too crazy, no? That's how it is. And it doesn't matter, this love is there as a disciple and after, even after enlightenment, it can never go away because it's because of the master who ignited you. Mira says, I'm in love with my beloved. I dance for him without shame. fear has left me when I accepted his offer. Devotion became real. By singing his praises, I escaped sorrow. Without joy, this life feels very mundane, empty. All other feelings are a waste of time. My Lord is the Lord of life. He has shown me what love is. That which is pure can only descend into that which is pure. Only lovers understand the language of love. That's the law. And that is true seva, true worship, true service, to serve the ultimate truth, the Dhamma. Being a servant of the Dhamma itself, of truth, of love, the whole existence will take care of you. In fact, will serve you, because there is no separation.
Thank you.
Yogananda.